Grace, peace, and mercy from God our Father, our Lord, and our living Savior, Jesus the Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of evidence to support the fact that Jesus really rose from death to life. And when we consider that the disciples died for their belief, when a simple denial of the resurrection could have saved them, they chose not to do that. Sometimes people will die for their religious convictions, but it's not very often at all that people will die for something that they know is false. Thousands of Christians in the first century suffered and died in agony rather than denying the very truth of the resurrection. Today, we have another proof of the resurrection as we hear about the birth of the church on Pentecost Day. The disciples were gathered in Jerusalem, and earlier Jesus had instructed them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for the gift that the Father had promised. And so they waited. It was now 50 days since Passover, and it was the custom of the Jews to celebrate two things: the first fruits of the harvest and the giving of the law. And they called it the Festival of Weeks. And so the disciples found themselves surrounded by all kinds of people who had come from distant places. Places in Europe, places in Africa, even Asia. Different nationalities had come together, and languages from so many nations could be heard. And then it happened. That gift that the Father promised finally did come. And like a mighty rushing wind of flames and fire, the disciples were filled and engulfed with the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak to everyone about God, telling about Jesus. It was what you call a Pentecostal event. We're not talking about tongues here, but we're talking about sharing the good news of Jesus in whatever language that is needed. This is the birthday of the church. The disciples were gifted for ministry. At the time of Jesus' crucifixion, the church consisted of a few hundred depressed, fearful, and deflated persons. And yet, within 5 weeks after the crucifixion, some 10,000 people would call themselves Christians, taking the message of Christ onward. After 20 years, the Christian faith had reached Caesar's palace in Rome. In just 200 years, the entire Roman Empire came to be exposed to the resurrection. Nothing short of the resurrection itself could have given such momentum. So how could the church achieve such an amazing presence in the world? Was it because those people were more spiritual than we are? No. Was it because God's Spirit was more powerful back then than it is today? No. Was it because we don't have what we need today? No. It was the risen Lord who gifted his followers. He did that by giving them the Holy Spirit. And the risen Lord does the same thing today that we can witness and proclaim Jesus, just as he did many years ago. One thing we learn from God's word is that God has given each of us a special gift that sets us apart from one another. Like snowflakes, each of us are unique. No two of us are alike. There's only one of you. Each of us is different, and each of us has something special to share with others. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul spoke to the church in Corinth how they were gifted as a people. 1 Corinthians 12 and following says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be uninformed." Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all and everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the ability to distinguish between spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by the one and same Spirit who apportions to each one individually as he wills. In baptism, God gives us the Holy Spirit. And that same Holy Spirit enables us to take part of what we know and call the body of Christ, the church, and to share this message of Christ through whatever gift he gives to us. Each of us are different in our giftings. And not only is that okay, it's how God planned it. We don't compete with one another. Rather, we complement one another with the variety of gifts that he gives us. The Bible lists different kinds of gifts, and they are administration, helps or service, craftsmanship, prophecy, pastors, directors of Christian education and outreach, deacons and deaconesses and evangelists, prayer, ministry, hospitality, music, giving, encouragement, leadership, shepherding, mercy, teaching, and faith. You know, really, the gifts go on. They're given you by the Holy Spirit. Has anyone ever told you that you're a good listener, maybe? God empowers us with gifts and abilities, and you and I, well, we're not the same, but we have that same faith. We have the same Lord. We share in the same baptism, and we come together at the same table, and God sends us as a united witness to his resurrection. But he gives us different gifts to accomplish his work. If you ever wondered about what your spiritual gifts might be, I invite you to take a spiritual gifts inventory. If you go to the Welcome Center, you can find this worksheet. It'll take you through about 26 questions, and you'll be able to be able to identify what your spiritual gifts are, and then claim them, use them. Just think of the variety of spiritual gifts that God uses here at Hope. Those who know how to work with their hands in this place, who care for the building and repair and construction, those who prepare food, those who help to organize, those who show hospitality, those who lead worship and teach in Sunday school, those who have the gift of visitation, those people who are great on one-on-one kind of conversations, those people who are around you to bring cheer, those people who are quick to smile, that's a gift. And those people who remind us that we need to play more. You see, God gives us so many gifts. And you are gifted for ministry. And we are God's gifted people. God has gifted us for the purpose of sharing the good news of Jesus, that message of salvation, from those who need to hear it from us. And together, even though we're different, we are the church. Do you know where you fit in? God has made you with a purpose in mind. When Jesus rose from the dead, God sent His Holy Spirit on His people to gather them and to use them for His purposes. If you are seeking meaning, direction, and fullness in life, the best thing you can do is to give your life to God. That's right. Give your life away to God. It's the most amazing thing. And when you do, you come to experience joy and peace and satisfaction and purpose, not just because you grabbed it for yourself, but because God has gifted you by means of His Holy Spirit. Look at what happened when the Lord took hold of those first disciples. He gifted them with faith and different abilities, and immediately they were able to talk with people in different languages and to communicate about Christ. Can you think about anything more special than presenting eternal life to somebody? God is calling you and me into this labor of love. As followers of Jesus, we need to ask, are we sharing that news of Christ with people that we know and love? Real loving means being assertive enough to share that good news of Christ. It's not something we can delegate to somebody else. Sharing the hope we have of Christ with another person. Granted, we all fall short of sharing our gifts as God would have us. But we do know where we can find forgiveness. We also find direction, and we also find ability. We are empowered by no one else than Jesus Himself, our risen Lord. The good news is the risen Lord is here. He is risen, and He has gifted you with faith and a life to share. Let's see how God will work in you this week. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus today and always. Amen.